New Hampshire is first when it comes to presidential primaries and motorcycles. It has more motorcycles per person than any other state. New Hampshire Public Radio's Raquel Maria Dillon reports that's despite New England's chilly weather.
In New Hampshire, there are 5.7 motorcycles per 100 people. The only states that come even close are Idaho and Wyoming. It's counterintuitive because the whole state is frozen over a good part of the year. New Hampshire is scenic, but why not somewhere warmer and drier? Doug Sally manages Freedom Cycle, a motorcycle shop in Concord.
We have no helmet law, so it's free riding, which a lot of people want, even though it may not be the most intelligent choice. And plain and simple, live free or die. That's a biker's attitude. It's the last of the cowboys.
Brand new chrome glints on the showroom floor. The shop is full of all kinds of motorcycles, cruisers, sport bikes, even a kid-sized dirt bike.
The old Yankees love to be free. They don't want to be told what to do. So when you're on your motorcycle, you're all alone, you're by yourself, and you're running the world the way you want to.
Ryan Croto of Barnstead, New Hampshire, is waiting at the parts counter. He has a tattoo of a motorcycle chain around his bicep. But he doesn't have any romantic notions about why people ride.
There's nothing else to do around here. Pretty much everybody I know has a bike, or at least one.
One weekend each June, Freedom Cycle closes up the Concord shop and decamps to a tent at the Laconia Bike Rally. It's a week of all things motorcycle. Dirt bikes, racing, custom-built bikes, and partying. During Bike Week, this picturesque lakeside resort is a motorcycle parking lot. Harley-Davidson's line the boardwalk next to the lake. The gift shops and arcades become t-shirt booths and leather shops. The dress code is leather, denim, and lace, so you can't even tell the doctors and the lawyers from the outlaws. New Hampshire bikers say their state has more per capita motorcycles than anywhere else because hardy New Englanders are actually inspired by the lousy weather. Chris McAllister of Hopkinton, New Hampshire, rides a 79 Harley Shovelhead.
Don't say the weather's
Don't
awful.
Don't say that.
Makes you appreciate the riding season that much more. You wouldn't appreciate riding if you could ride 12 months out of the year. It wouldn't be as exciting to ride in the summer.
Jim from Salem, New Hampshire, says you have to be prepared in order to enjoy the state's back roads.
It doesn't always snow. Even in January and February, I've ridden. It's cold. That's why they make leather.
Behind the displays of custom-painted Norton's and Dodge's Motorcycle of the Future, there's a beer tent and a music stage. Waitresses in bikinis pour free shots of Jägermeister and pose for pictures with vintage bikes. Harvey Chernin runs the whole operation out of his office in the Lobster Pound restaurant. He says motorcycles have a history in New Hampshire. Laconia is the country's oldest bike rally.
New Hampshire breeds motorcyclists. When you're riding in your car, family outing, you see these motor. It looks so exciting. It really does. The wind blowing in their face, meandering through these great roads that we have. It's fantastic. It gives you that feeling, I want to be, I'll get a bike.
After a while here, the whole question of why New Hampshire has so many motorcycles begins to sound a little silly. The incessant noise becomes a gentle drone, and pretty soon you begin to wonder why you're traveling on four wheels, cooped up, instead of gracefully on two. The clouds race over the green hilltops, the sun's coming out, and there are 25 miles of winding mountain roads between here and home. For NPR News, I'm Raquel Maria Dillon in Concord, New Hampshire.